您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。Feeling that there are always a bunch of things left undone before attending a party and you finally arrive there late, getting worried or anxious even without any specific reasons when you step out of the doors. Well, if you have all that I have just mentioned, you may be the victim of what's called going out phobia. 是不是经常有这样的体验，计划好了出门与朋友聚会，出门前却感觉有做不完的琐事，或者是一想到出门就坐立不安。如果你的答案是，那么你很可能是出门困难症的患者。 It's interesting the society has conjured up all these weird names for weird symptoms that we think that only modern people have. But let's talk about this whole 出门困难症. Do you think that it is a problem?
Well, you have to give it to the internet there. If there's something that you can think of or something you can't think of, they will figure it out. Someone will be out there and they'll come up with a name for it or whatever. So I don't know. I think you do certainly see, I don't know if it's calling it a phobia is right, but there are people who don't go out. Like you got the otaku thing. That's the classic one, the jainu. And, you know, that coming from Japanese, excuse me, referring to people who don't really go out and they like play a lot of video games, you know,their anime and that sort of thing, and they'll be active to a certain extent with friends, but mostly online in these, you know, indirect sort of ways, and they don't feel a need to go out. And that's not just a taco thing. I think, you know, the so-called computer nerds or computer geeks, the stereotypical presentation is about that there too. So that's, I think that one, you do see that, and that is a modern sort of thing that obviously before there were all these electronics couldn't have happened so much.
Yeah, so otaku, that could be, you know, number one in classification of what is the going out phobia, so to speak. I think number two could be, you know, just sort of, I don't know if you can call it subconscious factors, or maybe it's just something like mentality factor. So it's basically a person who hates going out because just dislikes,doing that or have some phobia of going out, I suppose, and maybe don't even find that going out is necessary to some extent. But for me, I think what I can resonate with pretty well is number three and number four, that is procrastination and poor execution ability. That can also be called, I think, poor time management. And I think, geez, that's a big problem I have.Procrastination is you have a mind that you want to do something, but you keep putting it off and you do other things that are more pleasurable, that are really trivial things that are not important and you shouldn't be doing it. But still, I end up doing that. Yeah. And what's most important just gets like postponed and postponed. And in the end, you're like, I don't really have time to do it anymore.
Yeah. I wonder whether these people have very little willpower.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, by the way, I'm one of them. I'm totally with you there, He Yang. I am trying a little bit of a self-criticism here. Like this morning, I know that I want to go to work a bit earlier, say, preferably before 8:30. And then it's 8:25, and I'm already 5 minutes late to meeting my target. And then I picked up my iPad and then started playing a game for another 5 minutes.
Oh. And bad for us. Bad.
Yeah, after I really go out of doors, it's like 8:40.
Oh.
So I don't know what's going on with me.
Well, I think I'd like to point out that, you know, in modern society, there are so many more distractions than there used to be. I mean, you got your iPad, you got your phone, you got your TV, you got your computer. There's so many different things. On each of these, there's so many different things. Like, oh, I just got a message, or, oh, this is happening, I better go do that. So it's easy to do that. But a lot of it is time management and your sense of time. Because one thing is, okay, you're trying to do these things,and then you just, oh, I'll do this instead. That's procrastination. Another is you think, oh, I need to do this, but then you're just taking too long on other things, not because you're not trying to do it or you're doing something else you don't need to, but you're taking too long and you think you have more time than you do. That's another thing. So those are separate things. Well, then actually that's more of a third one. If you think like, oh, you know, this will just take like 1 or 2 minutes,And like, oh, you know, I'll get out the door and the subway or the bus, it'll come right when I get there.
Yeah.
And it'll all just work, you know, very smoothly. And sometimes that happens, but a lot of the time it doesn't. And you need to be prepared. You know, when you're going out at all, leave yourself, like, don't aim to get there like at 8 o'clock or whatever it is, or 2 o'clock or whatever, try to get there at least like 10 minutes. Like actually, there's a great phrase I remember hearing as a kid in English. It was like, if you're 10 minutes before is early, 5 minutes before is on time is late.
All right. I hope people realize and agree with that. But for me, how late I want to be or whether or not I don't want to be late purely depends on the person, the nature of the person that I'm meeting and how acceptable he or she is to people being late. Say, if he is okay with an hour, then I'm going to go with like a half an hour late. And if he or she is super, you know, obnoxious, takes being late very bad, then I'm going to be only 5 minutes late.
So pretty much it's guaranteed one way or another that you're going to be late. It's just like, it's just degrees. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I kind of agree with Xiaohua, you know. Xiaohua's a lady, you know. And haven't you heard of the phrase being fashionably late, you know? When you're on a date and you're like on time, come on, you should be 5 minutes late at least.
Oh no, no, no. So that's, you, I think we can make the opposite argument, and this is ironic, me coming from California, me also being late with some regularity, but you know, it's actually more respectful, I think, to come on time there. But you know, it depends. But that's the thing, if it's a party, I will say that is different. You know, the idea is like, if you get there on time, it's like, it's often kind of awkward,
yeah,
because most people won't get there on time. Like, you're the first person there, and it's like, mm-hmm, whatever. But you could, like, let's say if it's a friend, you get up that you could actually get there early and say, hey, you know, can I help out, set up or anything? That's a nice kind of thing. But if it's not that kind of thing, yeah, I think actually shooting to be there like 5 to 10 minutes after the fact is probably a good thing. But it may depend on your region, because like I said, in the U.S., like in California, the West Coast, everything's kind of loosey-goosey, you know. It's expected that you're probably not going to be there on time for many people. Whereas the East Coast, like Northeast up there, if you're late, that's not as good, apparently.
Yeah, I think so. So here, really, you know, we should just try to plan our time a tiny bit better. And for us girls, you know, when you have long hair, it takes forever to wash it and get ready to go out meet someone, and just try to do it like way beforehand. Like, pick out your outfit the night before and don't leave it to the last minute.
Oh, this is the worst part, I think, for the ladies. I'm sorry, you keep saying things that reflect exactly what happens in my life.
Oh,
is that I just have to pick out the outfit in the previous night. Otherwise, I'm doomed to be late, because it's just very difficult for women to pick out what they want to wear. I think that you have to give the ladies that, because they want to look amazing in front of people. So this takes longer.
Well, we'll put that aside there. But, I mean, there's another actually interesting factor. Like, well, what if it's really hot out today and you thought it was going to be cold, or vice versa or something? So.
Yeah, and let me go to some of our listeners who all agree that they have the syndrome. For example, Hong Lin says, who is a girl, by the way, she says that going out is too hard. You must dress up and then apply makeup. It's such a big deal to go out, especially for people like me who work at home. It's even harder.
Mm-hmm.
I could understand that, because it's your home and it's your office and you don't feel the need to go out either. Also, Vivian here says, I agree. I've been too lazy to go to dancing lessons sometimes when it's raining.
Oh, well, that's a different sort of thing. I mean, that's like, if actually, especially in Beijing, like some of the times you walk out and it's raining or just rained, and if you walk outside, you step in a huge puddle because the ground is not actually level by you. So there's the rain that can be somewhat more legitimate. But what you do see sometimes actually is there's an actual phobia called agoraphobia, and phobia being a real like psychological fear, where it's not a fear of going out, but it's a fear of crowds and sometimes of public places.
Right.
So that's one thing. That's not quite like, oh, you're just going to go see your friend, but to some cases it is actually a psychological condition of a fear of these things. So
yeah.
There's some reality there.
Yeah, that is true. But I think what we are talking about and what netizens actually talk about Chu Mengkun are just people who are lazy, who are procrastinating, who are just don't want to go out.
Yeah, I can understand that. I'm sort of one of those persons. I could be I have 1 foot in and 1 foot out of that door. So basically, sometimes you really need to push yourself to go get out there, you know, get out of your apartment. When so many of us complain, I don't have a boyfriend, I don't have a girlfriend, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, because you don't go out. And we think it's you have everything at home. And to some extent, yeah, you can do shopping, you can even get people to do pedicures, manicures for you at home, but you need to go out to meet people. That is such an essential part of being alive. So please, try to go out tonight. Or maybe in the afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
It,
make that change.
Right. Right. No. It is really important. You know, it's important for your psychological health. But honestly, in a city like Beijing, sometimes big, you know, just cars and buildings and people everywhere, it can be difficult, especially on a day like this when the air is just not cool.
Okay. So go out, but go indoors.
That might be part of it. or go out into the great outdoors. You know, nature. That's always a good choice.
Yeah. But I think Brian, you haven't shared us with your specific situation there, because you sound all reasonable and sensible when it comes to, you know, analyzing everything about 出门困难症, but are you...
Perhaps it's because I'm embarrassed that I often am late with these things, and I do have the problems I mentioned. I do procrastinate sometimes, and I do think, oh, yeah, I have enough time to do that, or yeah, I'll leave it this time, and it'll be okay, and it's... That does not work out for me a lot of the time.
I think we should call that human nature. That's the best way to describe it.